Welcome, everyone. I'm Flourish Ojai's founder and creative director, Diana Sievertson. And we're here today to present one of our Be Focused offerings, how to get things done with a sense of purpose and grace, and ultimately freedom. And with us is a woman who lives her life that way. She's a consultant and author who coaches others to find the joy in doing, Martha Ringer. Welcome, Martha. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by thanking you for writing your book, Complete, Done, Finished, The Joy of Doing, The Freedom When Done. It has just so much wisdom and simple truths on every page. And I wanted to start, since we're focusing on focusing and completion, on page 57, you write, "Focusing our attention is the place where completing happens. When I am in the moment with my full attention, I can do more in 1 minute than it might take me an hour to do if I let myself be distracted. Interruptions take away your attention." So how would you like to, I mean, I can speak personally from somebody who is always interrupted and always distracted. And you and I've worked together for close to 2 years. And I'm starting to undo that habit and really do with just one thing at a time what's in front of me. So I'd love for you to speak some more about your, from your perspective, what focusing is to you.
For me, focusing is literally not thinking about anything else but what's happening right here now. And the way you could actually test that, I was just thinking, is how I start my sessions with my clients. Just ask everyone to close their eyes, even for 15 seconds, and just watch where your attention goes. And if during these 15 seconds you thought of anything that you might have to do or something that's pulling on your attention from what happened before you started even listening to this podcast, it just lets you know that you have things in your awareness that are not yet complete. And when we have those things, it's very difficult to be in the moment because we're trying to do everything else but be here. So the intention for myself and for the clients that I work with is to gather all together what isn't complete and at least get it tracked so you can relax and be here in this moment. And when I'm really letting myself be here and not hurrying inside to get to the next thing or thinking about something that I just did and just allow myself to be right here, I literally can do something that would maybe take me an hour to do in like 5 or 10 minutes. So it's an opportunity to just really be with ourselves as we're working. I have a sister who is a couple years younger and is a big reader. And when I was young, I used to get so annoyed with her because she could be so absorbed in her book that when we would call her for lunch, she would not hear us. That's the level of immersion in the moment that we all want.
Wow. That's phenomenal. I think, speaking for me, just like you said, gathering things and putting them in an inbox, there's just been so much stress and frenetic energy that I've spent before, just feeling like there's things that are undone that I don't even know are there. And, you know, you've really taught me that if you just put the papers and do one thing at a time. Because I used to pride myself in being a multitasker, thinking, oh my gosh, I can do so many things. And I would touch a paper and then I would go on, like, I'd have a story. Oh, I don't want to do that right now, or blah, 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 and go on to the next thing. And so even doing the one thing at a time wasn't working because until gradually it happened that, okay, what do you want to do? What's the action? What's the first thing to do? So it's really simple, but it's also retraining for me.
Yeah, it is really simple, although we all make it, including myself, complicated. But that willingness to just do one thing at a time. It's quite a discipline to get into, as you know, and everyone knows, because there feels like that pressure of everything else pushing on you that you can't just be here. But the more I'm here, the more I can just let go of everything, because I know I have it in a system that will remind me and track what I still haven't done. And people will ask me, well, what are you doing tomorrow? And I said, I don't know. I have to go check my calendar. Now, it never used to be that way. I used to be able to tell you everything I did yesterday and the week before and everything that was coming up. But now I've let go of all that because I will check my calendar every day. And that keeps me on track.
Keeps me, for me too, it keeps me that I can trust myself. And I know that's an important piece for me to keep my word. And you talk a lot about that, you know, the clearing. You want us to talk about that for a minute? The before we even start a session, how you say if there's anything.
Oh, yes. One of the things that happens is if the most important thing is that we keep our agreement with ourselves first. Yes, it may be with another person as well. But it's very important because it is the self-esteem, the self-worth, the ability to relax. And so one of the things I do with my clients is when they're doing their weekly review, I recommend that they say a sentence that sounds something like this: I am declaring complete anything I agreed to do this week that I forgot to write down and I no longer remember agreeing to do. And the reason I suggest that is because we have a lot of dangling incompletes, especially the ones where someone will say, oh, when you see so-and-so, say hi for me. I had someone ask me, two people asked me that yesterday, and I never responded to either of them, but they didn't even notice. But I know not to commit myself because I won't remember unless I am in a place where I could write it down, and I was driving, so there was no way that I could do that. So I said, so you want to be very careful what you agree to. And if you do agree, to make sure you write it down so you don't have to remember it. And then you move it into action later.
And I think that's a really important point about writing it down. I mean, I have index cards in every room because an idea will come when I'm in the bathroom or in the kitchen. And I can go grab, you know, the paper and pencil and write it down. And it just feels like, whew, okay, I'll get to my office, get to where it's going to go. Become an action.
That's one of your best strengths that I witness when I'm working with you. She writes everything down. If you do that, you're golden. then you have to process it. And that is just a learning process of how to get that all into action. But to record it first is essential.
Mm-hmm. And then there's just a satisfaction about it. Like, it's that keeping my word to myself. Mm-hmm. And it's also part of my creative process. Because great ideas come, too. And if I didn't capture them, they'd be gone. So that's really amazing. What else would you like to share? Do we want to talk about completion? I like that this day by day about the calendar being one of your most trusted assistants. I like that.
Yeah. I think the calendar in the olden days used to be the place where I wrote all my to-dos. But what I've learned is that it's important to only put on your calendar what has to be done that day if there are actions. But at the top of the calendar on any device is the opportunity to have all-day events, as I use them. And I will put in there things that I want to track every week or once every 6 months or whatever to make sure that I am not carrying those things in my head. But the calendar is where you keep yourself honest. You have on there what you need to do, and you must look at it before you go to bed the night before to look at the next day. And then that morning you look at it, and you look at it again before you go to bed to make sure that you finished, and whatever perhaps you did not gets moved consciously. Mm-hmm. But if you notice on any programs on the computer, if you have to-dos and you don't do them by the due date, if you select a due date, it'll turn red. You don't want anything to ever turn red because it means you're not consciously managing yourself.
Beautiful. Yeah. Quieting the mind to the infinitesimal second.
Thinking about how this book got written. I wrote it five times, And there were different iterations. One was called the Clean Plate Club. Then I wrote a book with a woman called, with a woman, and the book was called The Power of Completing. And each one was great in its, you know, in what I was doing, but it just was not what I was trying to say. So I was on a business trip actually in Maui. I woke up one morning and I started hearing the book, and I had a stack of paper and I wrote out the book, and that's what's here. And for me, what I learned from that was it's in the present moment that you're given what it is that you're to receive. But when you're trying so hard with your brain to make it up and make it perfect and try to do whatever to make this book, you know, available, it doesn't work, because it's a receiving process. And I think that's what completing is all about. It's about receiving and allowing yourself to be in the moment and receive what you're supposed to do next. So this morning, interestingly enough, I picked up my book and I just said, well, what would I want to do? And I said, oh, I might like to read a page from the book. So I selected one, and guess what? It's the same one that Diana selected on her own. So when we're really in sync and in the present moment and choosing, to me, it's miraculous how things appear.
Absolutely true. Yeah, I love this. The discipline to do what needs doing will lead to freedom.
Yeah.
Accurately listening to the intuition to follow the timing of what is next makes the process flow.
Yeah, you all know those moments where you think, I've got to do this now, and you try and you try and it doesn't happen, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you start doing the thing because that's the right timing. Mm-hmm. And I always find it so amazing. Yeah.
To trust that.
Yeah, just trust it. Just allow it to get done when it gets done.
Yeah. Wow. So much wisdom here. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience that you feel is a kind of a wow factor for them to take away?
Yes. I think the most important thing to remember in all of what we're doing is that we honor ourselves completely all the time. So when you finish something, you just say to yourself, wow, good job. Just like with dogs, you know, when you're training them, you reward them with a treat when they do something. We don't ever treat ourselves that way. We literally drive ourselves and we push ourselves. And what's really important is to just continually going some kind of, wow, I love that you did that. Thank you so much. Just a thank you all day long. I try to do to myself, because it gives you the energy to keep going. Because otherwise we're just kind of drones, you know.
Yes.
We need that appreciation.
Totally. Because otherwise, like you said, there's a beginning, middle, end, and then the end begins the next beginning. And if you don't stop and pause and say, take a breath.
Yes.
So applaud yourself. Well done. Ring a bell.
And then you find yourself, I find myself getting irritated and frustrated because there hasn't been any, like, could you just please thank me for doing all that I'm doing?
Where's my reward?
Yeah. So to me, the joy of doing comes from that place that's celebratory and appreciating of what's being done, and mostly up with ourselves. I know some of my clients have a really hard time with that. I say, you've just got to do it. Even look in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth and just say, wow, thank you. And they said, oh, I can't do that. I said, you can, because that will give you the integration of your whole self moving forward and doing. And that presence of focus with yourself and 100% immersion in the moment gets everything done with grace.
And then I love you have a second book you've written called Tuck Me In,
right? I do.
And it's the same. I love it because it actually allows me to complete the day. Just what you said now, I'm in bed and I'm kind of reviewing my day and grateful. I get to do kind of the grateful and all the things I accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I get to acknowledge myself. No one else can do it for me but me.
Yeah. And then I did a recording of something called Softly, Slowly, Gently, which is another piece of all this work, that we work consciously and slowly and without that push, and because then we're not receiving. So that's another... That's available on my website as a free download.
Beautiful. Thank you, Martha. I just want to say in conclusion, for me, one of the biggest gifts I've received from Martha is what she calls an hour of focus. And I know she has that on her website as well. But even when I do it with myself, I mean, I actually close my door, turn off the phone, dedicate a period of time. It might not be an hour. It might be 30 minutes or 10 minutes. But it's just dedicated to me. And the, I can't tell you how much freedom and sense of self it gives me to dedicate specific time for this particular thing I'm doing. And it's just been a wonderful gift.
That's beautiful, because it does give you the deep focus that makes it much easier.
Yeah. Okay. So MarthaRinger.com?
MarthaRinger.com. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Martha. Yay!
Yay!